Welcome to Reach For It Radio Show with your host, Christina Winslow. This program offers entertainment, inspiration, and fun as we feature practical tools to help you achieve what is actually possible. Learn new ways to reach for the stars and attain what you really want out of life. You just might find it is easier than you think. And now, your host, Christina Winslow.
Hello, everyone. I'm so glad you're joining us today. What is enchanting, elegant, magical, earth energy, and a little spunky? Well, a lot of people would associate that with fairies. And this show is all about fairies today. And I'm so excited and I can feel the energy buzzing. And we have a special guest. Our guest is known as the Fairy Godmother of Finland. Her name is Mai Niemi, and she owns a company, Finnish Fairy Tale. She's an internationally renowned clothing designer. But I'm going to talk a little bit about her fairy godmother background first. So you've heard of Cinderella's flighty godparent, Dorothy's bubbly ally, the jealous Maleficent, and just about every evil queen ever conjured. What you didn't know is that good and bad, they're all the beloved offspring of the Finnish legend. With us today is the fairy godmother of Finland, and she's finally ready to come out of the forest and share her history with the world. So we are so honored and excited to welcome Mai to the program. Mai, thank you for coming on.
Yes. Yeah. Hi, Christina.
So it's very late at night in Finland, and she is joining us live. And Mai, right before the show, the fairies wanted me to get the bell out of the recording studio. So they are alive and buzzing around and with us, and so grateful to have you as their spokesperson. And we want to learn all about your background and what you know about the fairies, because you come from a different part of the world who is known for the connection and the lineage of the fairy DNA or spirit or whatever you would like to call it.
Yes, yes, you could say that. I mean, Finland, isn't it really very hot country now because the Santa is coming from here?
Yes, Santa. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, Santa. Imagine Santa comes from Finland. And that's part of the story, of course. But it's a magical time because Santa is preparing. And, well, I feel I'm a Santa's helper, so I'm preparing a lot of gifts for people. I have to listen to what people wish. But that's amazing. I mean, this is the perfect place for Santa to be because this is a fairyland.
Well, I've never been to Finland, but I heard it's just such a magical place. And you really embody not only the current modern day Finland with a lot of your clothing designs, and you have boutiques all over the world, and but you also have a lot of heritage, and I might be pronouncing it wrong, the Finno-Ugric shaman, is that correct? Can you talk a little bit about that lineage that you are from?
I mentioned Santa already, but you know that he comes from Lapland and he is a shaman. Otherwise, he couldn't work like that, you know, very multidimensional, very global. But we say that the model for Santa has been the Finnish national diva. You know, maybe you know something about Kalevala, the Finnish national epic. And then there is this ancient old Väinämöinen. He was ancient old already when he was born. And they said that maybe Santa was the model for Santa. He was the mother of the wind and water goddess Ilmatar. And I've drawn this line because I'm also a feng shui consultant. And, you know, Finnish Kalevala is matriarchal, and our prime creator is the goddess of wind and water. And Feng Shui also means wind and water. And it is said that the whole northern shamanism is the ancient Northland heritage that was here all over the Scandinavia and northern Siberia. And this is the home of the Fenno-Ugric tribes that still live in this sort of, they live in this nature religion, the old religion ways.
So you
and
have
this was the base for all of these that spread from here, even very, very long time ago, east and west, this sort of spread.
So, okay, Mai, so now you have that strong lineage and you're from the part of the world that is, you know, a lot of us here in the United States and in other countries and Canada and we have listeners all over the world. But, you know, we have a different culture we're raised in. Were you raised in a culture of believing in fairies? What is it like in Finland? Like, how did you now connect to the fairies in such a strong way as an adult?
I think that as we have this heritage, we do have a very strong longing to have and to keep on the connection to the nature. It's very vital for our well-being that we are constantly connected to the nature. And if we don't, we don't feel well, because it's a source of our well-being. So it's kind of inbuilt need, very deep need for us to be close to the nature, because we are the forest people. But of course, many people have forgotten, but we do have this very, very deep need to be connected.
Well, I think there's a lot of people that are really becoming more conscious about the earth connection now. And do the fairies have any messages? I know you get a lot of information from them, and about any of the earth changes, or, you know, for people out there listening who want to know more about the fairies?
Well, you know, when you invited me, they got really, you know, crazy. Said, oh my God, we're finally going to have a voice. And all the week they've been telling me, instructing me in what ways people can be connected with them. And they say that, first of all, they say that you should forget the book knowledge and you should make the personal, trust on your personal experiences on fairies, because they are real, you know. Books, they try to fantasize them, but of course it's part of the truth, but it's better that you get connected to your personal fairies, because you do have them, and work with them, because we all have our own way to, and own fairies and different tasks and missions with them. Does it make sense?
That really makes sense, actually. And I have to tell you that, you know, my daughter, when she was really little, she got into the Disney fairies, but then she went beyond that. Okay. And she would tell me things about fairies. And I said, well, I don't know if I believe, because I believe in angels and I believe there's nature spirits. Maybe that's what the fairies are, the angels for the nature, you know, but I was never raised in a family that talked about fairies. And my, this is so funny. She was 2 years old. Okay. I still didn't know if I believed or not at the time. Okay. She was 2 years old in her bed. She was in really bad mood. She woke up in the morning and her hair was a mess. And she's telling me in her little toddler language that she was mad. The fairies kept her all night playing with her hair things, kept her awake all night. And so I said, oh, Nina, okay, I understand, honey, that's okay. And I turned around to pick her up, to take her out of her room, and there, you will not believe this, Mai, there were all of her little teeny baby bows scattered all over the floor. But the thing that was unique about this is that I had it in a little container that was placed very high in her closet that she could have never reached. And all of them were out of the container, and the container was still in the closet. And they were scattered on the floor. And at that moment, I believed.
Yeah, well, this is a wonderful story. But, you know, children, they are shamanic by nature. That's the way they perceive the world. And I must tell a little bit, because I just remembered the fairies had helped me to remember how I was when I was a child. And it's about the radio, actually, because before we had television and anything, we had these tube radios, kind of big boxes. Mm-hmm. And I was so fascinated about the radio. And I couldn't understand with my child's mind about any technology. I was completely assured that there were little people inside the radio that made all these programs. And that is the way children perceive the world when they're little, or we are little. So for children, everything is alive, you know. All material, every doll, every object, every toy, it's a living thing, you know.
Yes.
That's the way my grandchildren also been. They love the fairies. And of course, I brought them up with the fairies. And for them, it's all very natural. And still, my daughter still, you know, they collect the fairies. And whenever I say, let's make a fairy show, they are really ready to do that, you know. Because I think the job for the mothers and grandmothers is to get their children and grandchildren connected with these things, with these beings. And that's the way it becomes natural. Yeah. And that's, they do the magic too. And of course, that's the job.
Well,
to make our lives more magical.
Well, can you talk, we're going to, I invite you all to go to her website. It's www.mainiemi.com. She has fairy magic in her. She's a world-renowned clothing designer. And all of her products are infused with fairy magic. It is unbelievable, the clothing you create, Mai. And I know that they are such a part of your life. But for us out there who are not designing the clothing and not in Finland, you know, how can we get to know them, a more personal relationship with fairies? How do we figure out, like, who are our fairies? Do you have any things that you, any tips you could give us?
Yes. As I told you that there are certain stages, you know, when, we all need fairy magic in our lives, but how to work with them? They say, you talk about my clothes. It's part of the way that you know, fairy's job is to bring life into form, spirit into form. They help everything grow. And there are such things as fashion fairies. In every product, there's a little fashion fairy. Because, well, that's the way it goes, that when you start to work with fairies and invite them to your life, they expect them you to integrate them with your daily work. And they gave me these six steps.
Okay. I love it. This is
work
good.
With them. So you want to hear that?
Yes, I think that would be great.
Okay. But first of all, yeah, I just mentioned that, yeah. Okay. One thing is important. Well, I could say that maybe some people, if I'm a fairy godmother of Finland, so I may be a fairy too, so you believe it or not. But you asked Christina for me into your show. And that's the first thing, to ask. Fairies need to be asked because they are They're like angels. I mean, they honor our free will. So they can't approach us unless we ask them. Because they're very timid too and very shy, of course. And then they want you to recognize them, their existence. And thirdly, appreciate their work. I mean, they help to grow the food you're eating, so appreciate. I mean, that's their job, you know.
Yeah.
And of course, honoring the nature. You know that the part that it's not very nice about nature, what's going on, it's, I think, as I tell the children, they believe all matter is alive. There's no such thing as dead matter. But for the last decades, unfortunately, mankind has taken all the actions to get life out of matter. So we are in the state, in the stage that the food is dead, the healing and medication, it's gone very synthetic. Clothes are falling apart. The life has got out of the matter, you know, and we have to get it back there. So, but that's where the fairies help. There's a little story about a grasshopper with, you know, little grasshoppers. I was listening a few years back. I was listening to the most beautiful music I could ever imagine to listen to. And then we were asked that, guess who's, what is this? We said, this is angel music. Angels are playing this. But it was the grasshopper, you know, because they had stretched it to our wavelength, that music. It was just as beautiful as any musician could ever produce, you know, but it was a grasshopper. So we could even honor nature that way because, well, if we're going to come out of this, we need to start to coexist.
Right, right. I think there's a lot of people are waking up to that, you know, with the living water, living food, cleaning up the environment, not wasting so many things with trash. And so we could probably call on the fairies to help us in our activism for environmental issues, right?
Yeah, there are a few more steps, but I want to tell you another story because you need to practice. Of course, it doesn't come automatically because we've been told that fairies are, you know, they don't exist, or we have this belief system. I think we believe in angels already quite a lot, but fairies work, help us in the physical level, on earth level. They're earth angels. They're closer to us. So they can be really big helpers, you know, but they're totally unemployed. And last time I was camping with my kids, and they wanted to go swimming, you know, but it was a little bit cloudy. And I said to them, okay, just wait, you know, because the fairies like playfulness. You got to play with them, you know. You got to trust and, you know, do your own magic and see what happens. And they were quite impressed because I said, okay, wait a little. I move the clouds. I just moved the clouds. And after a while, it was bright sunshine. And it's, oh, well, okay, you know. But it didn't happen once or twice. It happened three times. And then they said, oh, there might be something in this. So just moving the clouds. But I was amazed myself too. But we can do that. Why not? You know, it happened to me. That's why I said it's very important that you get personal experiences with the working with the fairies, because in books, it's somebody else's experiences. When you start getting some data for yourself, you can build it up from there.
You know, that's such a great point that you made, because it's really about opening your mind to believing and, you know, and then really practicing connecting and not just reading a book about it to try to get the experience. I love that, Mai. So yeah. We have a short break. When we come back, we have so many things to talk to Mai about. She is the fairy godmother of Finland. And if you want to check out her website and her beautiful clothing, which is fairy infused, and she just said there's a fairy in each item, which blows my mind. Her website is MAINIEMI.com. And we will be right back.
I am Sharon Lynn Wyeth, and I have developed a proprietary system that reveals accurate insight into someone's personality traits called Namology Science. This science of unlocking the secrets hidden in a person's name has become so popular that I am offering a Namology Science coaching certification program. Join our international community of certified Namology coaches. Go to knowthename.com for details.
Have you been told you should write a book? Do you need a little help getting started? Or maybe your manuscript is already written and you require some fine-tuning before you publish? Big Country Publishing offers writing coaching packages that are custom-tailored to you. Contact Big Country Publishing today so they can help you to get your book and message out to the world. Learn more at www.bigcountrypublishing.com.
Angelic Sound Healing by Amazon's bestseller Ted Winslow. Experience the healing tones of these divine frequencies as you call upon your angels. Transcend yourself into the angelic realm and let your spirit soar to the sensation of theta binaural beats. Now available on Amazon and iTunes, Angelic Sound Healing by Ted Winslow.
Welcome back. Do you believe in fairies? They told me to ring this bell during the show, and they told me to do this, Mai, right before airtime, and I'm screaming at my husband across the recording studio to go get the little bell out of the studio. And fairies are so magical. We're with Mai Niemi. She is founder of the Finnish Fairy Tales. She's a world-renowned clothing designer and the fairy godmother of Finland. Mai, we're on number 5, and I'm writing my list on the 6 steps to connect.
Oh, yeah. Fairies. Yeah, yeah.
So I'm a good student. I'm ready.
Oh, yeah.
So what would be, what is number 5?
Okay. This is most important for fairies. I mean, well, it's part of the fashion. I mean, fairies love fashion too. I mean, have you ever seen an ugly fairy? I mean, you know, do you know why they love the beautiful dress up, beautiful clothes?
Why?
By the way, it makes their aura shine, they say. But they love to celebrate. They love to celebrate. And now it's the big story. And I think this helps everyone who listens to have an idea how to work with them.
Okay.
So I tell you how it happened. I happened to start to celebrate the fairy day.
Okay.
I was planting onion seeds for tulips, for 20,000 tulips, because we had some big celebration in my city. And the onions, the tulip onions in the autumn, it was autumn, they say, oh, when we blossom in the spring, we want you to arrange a big celebration for us. I mean, come on, 20,000 tulips. We need a big celebration. You need to arrange a fairy day and all the program and whatever, you know. But fairy day to celebrate us, you know, because it's a big job to grow to 20,000 tulips. Make them blossom, you know.
Yeah.
But of course, the city wasn't interested about my idea. But when the spring came, it was May, they wouldn't leave me alone. They said, you promised. I mean, did I promise? Yes. I mean, okay, I had no choice because they kept reminding me that we want you to do this. So with a little group, we made this, and it was completely magical. We celebrated them. We went there and we danced, and it was wonderful. It was totally magical. And they said, okay, well, let's make it as, every year. And it said, well, okay, it's not too bad idea. And next year, they said, we're going to have a fairy cafe. And it was the same time. It's May the 18th, you know.
Okay, and I'm writing that down because...
Yes, and this year it was just the same. And they said, now we want to go to the city, Helsinki, and arrange a fairy parade. And that's exactly what we did. And it was most fantastic. I mean, there you get to taste the fairy magic. I mean, it was magical. And everybody was just, oh my God, you know. It was just, everything works like magic. You know what, you really good flow. Everything just works like, you know, clipping the finger. And on the last fairy day, it was already the 18th too, 17th or 18th. But I think they want us to see that the Global Fairy Day would be the May the 18th, when everything start blossoming. But when that morning I went to city, but with the train, dressed up in like very colorful, my own version of fairy looks. I put on my fairy looks, and the people were amazed by seeing me, and they all wanted to sit on the same bench, and they started to talk to me, and I said, what's going on? I mean, but it was the way I was dressed, because I realized that I had come out of my own fairy closet, you know.
Well, we're fairy so glad closet, that you
because
did.
Because then they could really see me, you know, mm-hmm. and recognize me and approach me, you know. So I said, okay. And then I said, okay, everybody come out of their fairy closets, you know. Fairies like to play with people who know who they are. I mean, if you're into fairies, dress up fairy, you know. They love it.
Well, that was amazing. You know, that's a great idea, actually, to express yourself and beauty more than just, you know, wearing clothing because you have to.
Yeah, yeah. The idea is to express yourself, you know, to be who you are. And then even the fairies recognize you. They see you.
So, you see, you should never start a list with a Capricorn because I'm going to hold you
There's
to
number
it.
Number six coming up.
So wait, was number five, what was number five for all of those
celebrate.
Out there? Who
they love to
celebrate. Okay.
So now, celebrate the nature and celebrate your life.
And then, yeah. And then that's a great way. And I love the fairy day for May 18th because I think our family is going to start honoring the fairies on the 18th. And it would be a great tradition. You know, my daughter is very connected with fairies. And I'm sure there's people out there listening that were connected as a child or they have a child that's connected. And she was adamant that she took little pistachio shells, the little halves of them, she put beer in it. And then she took teeny little bits of chocolate and she put rosemary and she put it out for the fairies. I just thought that was so cute, you know. But, you know, are there things that people do like that, like rituals or little ceremonies? You know, for her, that was just her way of acknowledging they were real and giving them something.
Yeah, now that the Christmas is coming, also prepare for some little things for fairies. They love the sweet things. So if you have a little bowl or something, a magical container, a little bit, put there some sweets or something for the fairies. Or
okay.
Cookies, You know, that's to okay. honor them, because, you know, Christmas time, like the springtime, they are fairies' favorite times. Now they are starting uh-huh. to gather to prepare for the because the inner child is waking up now, that believes in all of these things in us, you know. So they have a lot of work. It's their season.
Okay.
Because we are honoring our inner child. That's connected to the fairies. So
okay.
we can honor now, them now and play with them now, because Christmas is just for that.
I had no idea. You know, I always associated fairies with the springtime, with summer, and we had met through mutual friends, via email and Facebook, and I kept thinking in my mind, oh yeah, she'd be a great guest to have on the radio show, talk about fairies in the spring. And the fairies were very pushy. They did not want to wait, and they said, December, make it happen. Basically. And I had no idea. I'm like, doing a fairy show in December? Well, that doesn't make any sense to me. And now you just told me about the Christmas. So it makes sense now. I had no idea.
Yeah.
I just took directions. So.
Yes, I'm having a Finnish Christmas fairy tale shop now in Helsinki, because this is a fairy season, so it's Christmas fairy tale, you know? Oh, yes. Oh, okay. It's so magical.
So what's number six? What is?
Well, number six is the rewards.
Okay.
The magical rewards, of course. Because fairies, when you help them to do all that and honor them, ask, recognize, appreciate, honor nature and them, and then make celebrations, you get the gifts, because they are very generous, you know. You get the upliftment. Have you noticed that you get uplifted, you know, the spirit is uplifted, and lightness and flow, and of course wonderful abundance in your life, and all these little magical things that could happen, like happen to the Was it your daughter?
Uh-huh.
They arrange things for you. Make things go smoother, you know. If you have a problem, ask the fairies to help on that, to arrange it. And they're happy to do that. They like to be given tasks. Ask them to give them tasks. And then if you honor them and you make them... they are for real to you, you get this magical upliftment. I experienced that this week, you know, and because they're already so grateful. They're already so grateful about this.
Well, I'm happy to give the fairies airtime, I must say, because through my daughter, I've really been introduced to them in a more personal way. And then through people like you, you give them a voice and you give us a different perspective. And I love that, you know, you're giving us a perspective from Finland, where it's much more, you know, magical place with Santa and with the fairies and with the shamans and all the lineage. So I have a question for you. Can people be fairies in a different life or a past life, or... what is in your perspective, and what have the fairies told you?
Yes. Yes. I have been told many times that I am a fairy, that I come from the fairy lineage, you know, that the queen of the fairies. So I think by now it's... sensible explanation for what I experienced in my life. So it can be like that, that you've been working with the fairies and elementals in many lifetimes and started from there. It's, we have different lineages too. So all the people who are interested in these things, the different, certain type, I mean, all this is related to me too, all these six steps too, because I work like this. So it's actually me. So I must have this fairy in me. So I can't explain it otherwise. So I think it's true. We are working with the fairies who are interested about them. We've been working with them many lifetimes, or we come from that world. Can't go that far back, but there's something in there that makes sense.
So I have to ask. She won't let me come home if I don't. Nina wants to know if she was a fairy, and she wants me to ask the Finnish fairy godmother. So do you receive any information from the fairies on that?
Yes, I would say that. But I would say generally that children remember this. That they've been fairies, and for them that completely real. So if I could say yes, I would say yes, because children are anyway, and Nina is too. I mean, when I don't know what happens when children grow up, we sort of come out of this, because I've been watching my granddaughter. I mean, she's like that. She was like that. But I think if we make sure that they never go into the fairy closet, but they always be out of it, so they can keep this, because it's our inner child that we have to keep alive, and that's the fairy inside us. The child knows everything, even if we're grown-ups, because it's always there. And of course it's in you too. I mean, otherwise you wouldn't do this, you know. The child knows. Mm-hmm. So definitely the child is right.
So
no matter what age the child is. But you have the BBS radio, there's the child at West.
they acknowledge your inner child here at BBS radio.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the fairy. That's the fairy in us. And so, that knows all the answers to all the questions.
So is there anything that you've done with your kids or your grandkids that you could tell to, you know, there's other people out there listening that might, you know, have a niece or a nephew or a child that is like mine, who's really into it. And, you know, I try to think of little things she can do. She made a fairy garden in her room. But, you know, what are some things that you've done to nurture that aspect, to connect with the fairies?
I do the six steps. I mean, they can sort of understand that I'm really, really, honestly, truly interested into the fairies, and for me, they are completely natural. So children, they are like monkeys. I mean, they take the same thing. I mean, it's just being natural. Just be you. If you're into fairies, just do the things that you enjoy and let the children come along. I mean, do it with them. So it's just It's just sort of automatic, you know. You don't have to do anything special. Just give the model for them. And I think it's a very good gift to give your children and grandchildren, because it will enhance their well-being. I mean, they would be much more happier, and they never get too adult, you know, too grown up. I mean, keep their happiness and well-being. I mean, it's just natural. I mean, just recognize the fairies in your life, and they'll look at you, you know, said, okay, we love them too. Yeah, that's the way I've done with my kids. And with my son, it has come out with the most magical gardening abilities, you know. He can make anything grow. Anything grow, because he has the fairy touch too. So it can come in different ways, you know, appear when they grow up, you know, or some other gifts, you know, because they creative gifts or whatever, you know. But I thought this was quite amazing with my son, because the fairies are helping him to grow anything, you know.
Okay, so anyone out there who does not have a green thumb, call the fairies. Call in reinforcements,
yeah,
he's got a green right?
thumb. Yeah, and it's
he
amazing.
He has one, but a lot don't. So, this is a delightful conversation about fairies. We will be right back with Mai Niemi, the Finnish fairy godmother.
When it comes to publishing, there is a difference. At Big Country Publishing, they work with you on a personal level to create a custom publishing package that's tailored to your needs as an author. Their design team and experts in the industry will contribute to you to create the book that you've always dreamed of. Isn't it time to go big? Contact them today at www.bigcountrypublishing.com.
Do you feel stuck? Do you feel empty or lost? Have you tried to clear what's not working from your life but have the same issues coming up over and over? There is hope. A heart and soul healing session can retrieve your soul and heal your heart so you can feel love, joy, peace, and abundance. Contact Claudia McNeely today at www.askclaudia.com and feel better now.
Hello, my name is Ted Winslow. And as a professional singer, songwriter, musician, and audio engineer, I have worked with voice coaching for many years. I created a new CD, Vocalist Scales and Intervals, for my clients who are looking for an easy and affordable way to improve the quality of their voice. So, if you're in broadcasting, public speaking, or in the music industry, you'll benefit from the voice exercises. Just load it into your MP3 player and you're ready to go. Vocalist Scales and Intervals by Ted Winslow is now available on iTunes, Amazon, and BigCountryPublishing.com.
Welcome back. Do you believe in fairies? I actually do. And we have Mai Niemi. She's a world-renowned fashion designer. If you want to check out Mai's clothes, I highly recommend it because they are gorgeous. Her designs incorporate fairy magic. Her website is mainiemi.com. Mai, to embody that fairy spirit, I am going to have to get one of your shawls, or you have some of the most beautiful clothing. And so I could walk around in a big business meeting and nobody would know that I have fairy magic with me, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you can dress on the fairy magic. This is the whole thing, the way I do this fashion, because it's very uplifting and it's magical. It's beautiful, of course, and it's got all the ingredients that you need to make a great performance, to honor you, to make people happy. It's beautiful, but it's not too serious. I mean, if you want to break the ice, you know.
I'm not a clothing expert, but it's like a casual elegance, but it has this European style that I love.
Yeah. And the most fun thing about it that you can also role play with these, because this is a multidimensional fashion that works on all occasions. It's one size, all age, all event, all season. Sustainable fashion with the role play option. So there's basics and then there's accessories, and you can create whatever you like from these that would express yourself in that particular moment or event. But on the other hand, they are completely practical. You can throw them on anything. You can recycle your wardrobe with them, renew your old clothes, but then you have this fantasy part. They are practical fantasy that you can enliven your life, you know, get life into your life. So it is quite magical.
I saw a video of Mike giving a presentation at the Fashion Institute of Technology. I believe it's in New York City. And unbelievable. She is an amazing clothing designer. And, you know, I know we're having a lot of fun here on the show about fairies, but she's a very serious and famous designer. So it's just touching to me that someone so, you know, world famous and honored and respected in the, you know, clothing industry as a designer, it also has this magical side. And I think a lot of us out there are the same way. You know, I take my publishing company very seriously. I take my coaching, that business that I do with my business clients very seriously. But I have that little magical side. And I'm hoping that this show will inspire all of you to bring a little bit of that childlike magic back into your life. Because Mai has that. Like she has several boutiques in Helsinki. If you go on her website, you'll see this. And it just blows your mind what a powerful businesswoman this person is, but how magical too. And that she's not afraid to come out of the fairy closet, as she said, to really embody that magical side of her life. Because she is in Finland, we're having some trouble connecting with her. We're going to ask the fairies for help to get these lines open. But I hope all of you like this show, because we'd really love to hear feedback and fairy stories from you. I've, you know, given you a little glimpse of my world with my daughter and how she's involved and really loves fairies and has opened my mind. So I would encourage that all of you try it as well and connect with us and let us know if you want more shows on fairies. One thing that I've noticed since our topic is connecting with the elementals and fairies is that, you know, I have a real affinity for essential oils, and that's the plant, the life force energy of plants, you know, and that's what those pure essential oils are for me. Is I can connect to nature all day long through these essential oils, whether it's basil or frankincense or rose or neroli or all of these different scents that, you know, when you go into a fresh garden or and you feel the rain and you smell that, you know, that nature, you miss that when you're in an office all day. And I think that that's a way to connect also with your fairies and the earth element. Because, you know, I don't know about you, but when I'm in front of a computer all day, I feel disconnected from earth energy.
Oh, yeah, I got disconnected.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay,
about that.
She's back. Mai, well, I was just talking a little bit about how you, you know, are very famous for your clothing. And Mai shared with me actually on break earlier that her largest client base is from America. So any of you out there in the U.S., if you want some of the fairy magic, check out her website because her clothing is absolutely beautiful. So Mai, we only have a few minutes left and we asked the fairies to help you connect again.
Yeah. Well, my computer is very old and unstable, so I'm sorry about that. Yeah, well, but fairies are doing the best they can. I might have to buy a new one, but, well, let's hope for the best.
Well, we'll just ask the fairies to help with that. But we have a few minutes left in the show. Are there any things that the fairies would really like us to know?
Yes, there are all sorts of fairies and as I said, there's fashion fairies, but there are also body fairies and body elementals. The elementals are really everywhere. I mean, their job is so vast. And of course, we can help all the, as I told you about the story about the clouds and the weather, we can help the fairies very practical ways if we are into water, into air, into earth, into the all sorts of things. I live by a little beautiful swan lake that I've been working. It was a lake, but now it's a swan lake. I've been working with it for a few years now. That now, 2 weeks ago, we had 12 swans there, and that has been the first summer that they ever even nested there, you know. So little by little, the nature will come closer to you when you start this work. I mean, 12 swans in a small lake, that's a magical thing, you know, with the little siblings and everything. So they'll give you gifts, you know. And of course, the fashion is one way, you know, because they love the fashion. You put a little thing there, or an accessory, or express that you're into fairies, that you love them. They gift you and give you rewards, and then you find that little by little your life will become more magical and more fun. And don't we all need that in our lives, you know? Otherwise, it's too boring.
Well, they keep telling me to ring this little bell, and it's so funny. I don't do sound effects on this radio show, but they keep asking for
bell.
Is that what it is? They were like, ring the bell, ring the bell. And so I've been trying to incorporate it throughout the show, but I don't think they think they want me to ring it more, but...
Yeah,
but it's so wonderful. Sweet, you know, so I guess that's my way of showing my acknowledgement to them. So my, you know, I know that you have many different shops and boutiques with your clothing, and that you do travel a lot with your shows and everything. And can people connect with you? You have a Facebook page, right, for your fashion?
Yeah. What? My name is Finnish Fairy Tale and Finnish Fairy Tale Shop.
Okay. So if you guys want to connect with Mai, and I'm sure she'd love to hear your fairy stories and connect with you. And Mai, you know, with these fairies, is there anything that, you know, if you could say, don't do that with the fairies, just don't even go there. You know, we talked about what to do. Is there anything real quick that fairies really don't like? Obviously, they probably don't like people who pollute the earth. But, you know, in your experience, any other little nuggets you can give us before the show is over?
No. No, nothing is wrong for them. I mean, if you do vice versa, what I advised, of course, that's what they don't like. But, I mean, they are so loving that they forgive us everything.
So do animals
have... We just need
to
try. Pardon?
Uh-huh. So we only have 2 minutes left, but real quick, do animals have little fairies with them, like our pets?
Animals can see them. Animals can see them. Yes,
interesting.
Of course. Yeah, dogs. Oh, yes. Yeah, your pets, they are in this world and they can see them. They are, their senses are far more developed. And we are just sort of taking the first steps. But we are taking the first steps, and sooner we take bigger steps. And eventually we will coexist in harmony with the nature, because that's the way it was intended in the first place, and that's the way it was in the first place. So we're all going back to the nature and create a new paradise. So, and that was intended, and we're all in this fantastic adventure now.
Well, Mai, thank you for taking us on an adventure today. Thank you for being on the show. It's MAINIEMI.com if you want more information. We are out of time. Thank you all for listening to the show. And thank you, fairies. I'm going to ring the bell real quick for you one last time. Thank you, fairies, for giving us some great information. And please connect with us on Twitter at Callisto Winslow. I'd love to hear from you. Tell me what you think about the show and any of your fairy stories. And for all of you, God bless and have a great week.
Thank you for tuning in this week to Reach For It Radio. Please join your host, Christina Winslow, live each Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, on BBS Radio. Listen live or listen later. Subscribe for free on iTunes, iHeartRadio, or Stitcher. Or connect with us on reachforitradio.com.